The DuPont Company, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presents the Cavalcade of America, starring George Tobias with Peter Donald.
Tonight, for the third time, Cavalcade presents its Thanksgiving radio classic, Us Pilgrims. George Tobias has come from Hollywood to again play Mr. Baracek, and Peter Donald plays his nemesis, Joe Bauer. But before we start, here to introduce the play is the author, Frank Gabrielson.
Good evening. Us Pilgrims is a fable, an immigrant's idea of our first Thanksgiving. I got the idea from my father, who, like Boss Pilgrim in our play, sailed from the old world to the new. When I was a boy, Papa always swore he came over on the Mayflower. All Americans did, he said. All 140 million of us. So tonight, in Thanksgiving week, we'd like to dedicate another Cavalcade broadcast to all of us pilgrims.
Our story begins in a classroom.
Now write a row of W's, please.
But the pupils are grown up. It's night school.
Don't hold your pen so hard, Mr. Baracek.
It'd get away if I don't, Miss Teacher.
No, it won't. You just relax.
Baracek can't even hold pen right.
No talking, please, Mr. Bauer.
These are all aliens learning to read and write simple English in order to become citizens of our country.
Now, a row of X's. Oh, Mrs. Hansen, you put an umlaut on your O's again.
Oh, every time I do it, I could swear.
Now the L's, class. You're making J's, Mr. Baracek.
Oh, I'm sorry, teacher, I think.
Baracek can't even make L's.
No talking, please, Mr. Bauer. And now the Z's. Good, class. That's much better. Now, are there any questions?
Miss Haskell?
Yes, Mrs. Hansen?
Why do we have in America Thanksgiving?
What's so amusing, Mr. Bauer?
Some question. What Thanksgiving got to do with how we write with pens?
Well, I think it's a very good question, Mr. Bauer. And the more you know about the United States and its history, the better citizens you'll make. Now, Mrs. Hansen has asked why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Who can tell her?
Teacher, will...
Can you, Mr. Bauer?
Sure. It's holiday.
Yes, but why?
Well, says so on calendar.
But who first made it a holiday? Why did they have the first Thanksgiving? Mr. Bauer doesn't seem to know. Does anybody else in the class?
Excuse, please, teacher.
Yes, Mr. Baracek.
I know about first Thanksgiving.
I bet he does.
Mr. Bauer, please. Could you tell the class about Thanksgiving, Mr. Baracek?
I think so. I got little nephew, very smart. Last night, nephew recite piece in school exercise. Piece all about first Thanksgiving.
Well, why don't you tell us as much about it as you can, Mr. Baracek?
Sure. One question first, please. Who is the Pilgrims?
Well, they were a group who came to America in 1620. They came here to find religious freedom.
Oh, then pilgrims, immigrants like us.
Well, in a way they were, Mr. Baracek. Now, suppose you tell us how you think the first Thanksgiving came about.
All right. It's like this. A long time ago, in old country, things very bad. Bad king. And one day, Boss Pilgrim is walking down street with other pilgrim. They talking. Old country is no good, say Boss Pilgrim. Not so loud, boss, say other pilgrim. Soldiers hear you.
Teacher.
Yes, Mr. Bauer.
Does Baracek mean pilgrims talk like that?
Sure thing. They speak English just like you and me.
Let's not have any interruptions, please. Go on with your story, Mr. Baracek.
Well, long time ago in old country, things very tough. The king is bad. And one day, Boss Pilgrim is walking down street with pilgrim named Benny. And Boss Pilgrim say, old country is no good for us pilgrims.
Shh, boss soldier, hear you. Tell king.
Somebody ought to tell king. Tell king let us pilgrims pray like we want. Tell king we want religious freedom. Go church like we please.
Nobody got religious freedom 1620. That's this year.
They got it in America.
What's America?
It's new country Columbus discovered. And can pray any way darn please there. And that's the way it should be in all country too, king or no king.
Shh, shh, not so loud, boss. You get us pinched.
Ah, it's better be pinched than not pray like we want to. I show king.
Oh, what you doing, boss?
I gonna say my prayer.
Not here in street, boss. Get up. People see you. Oh, here comes soldiers, boss.
Ah, what I care for soldiers. I show that king how to pray. God, what are pilgrims going to do? Things bad here.
Oh, come on, boss. Soldiers, they love kick us pilgrims around.
Don't interrupt me.
Oh, I go now.
Excuse, please, God. Benny butt in. But what are pilgrims going to do? Things very bad here in old country. King is mean, bad man. No religious freedom.
What?
He push us pilgrims all around. He don't let us pray like you want us to.
Hey, pilgrim.
I don't like to say this of nobody, king, but king is no good.
Hey, pilgrim, what's the matter? You deaf?
Excuse, please, God. Another interruption. What do you want, officer?
So we caught you praying, huh?
Yes, sir.
Why you pray in dirty street when king has nice, clean church to pray in, huh, pilgrim?
He like pray here.
Does that mean you no like king's church to pray in, huh, pilgrim?
Maybe I like king's church better if I ever get what I pray for there.
What's that, pilgrim?
Religious freedom for us pilgrims.
I give you freedom, pilgrim. How you like that? Next time you go to jail, and next time I catch you praying, it better be in king's church. And another thing. Next time, pray out loud.
You think God cannot hear what I ask for?
Maybe God hear all right, but we wanna too. We wanna be sure king like what you pray for. Forward! March!
Phew! Soldiers. I hate soldiers. Tell king I pray just like I want, see? It's me again, God. Please, help us pilgrims. We very unhappy in old country. But what we gonna do? What does pilgrims gonna do, God? I hear steamboat whistle. Maybe we should take boat to America. Is that what you want us to do, God? Okay, God. Us pilgrims will go to America. Thank you. Meeting will come to order, please. Fellow pilgrims, I call you here tonight to tell you big news. God wants us to go to America.
America? You mean it for me?
Today I pray, and God tell me personal, I should take boat right away to go to USA. That's other name for America.
Oh. Boss.
Oh, it's you, huh, Joe?
You mean us pilgrims should go to this America place to live?
That's right, Joe.
And give up my fruit stand?
What's the matter, Joe? You open fruit stand in America. People got to eat there, same like here.
That's right. Well, another thing. I don't think my wife like idea. She got seasick.
What you care how you missus feel, Joe? Important thing, do you get seasick?
No, but I don't want wife to either. She tough enough to get along with one feel good.
Ah, never mind who gets seasick. We are talking about going to America.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea, boss. We don't know nothing about place.
If it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us.
You think we find jobs and make living there, boss?
Benny, what kind of pilgrim you... God wouldn't tell us to go no place where is no work.
Did he say just what the USA was like?
No, but... I bet it is big, beautiful, wonderful country.
If it's so big, boss, how come they just find it?
All I care is new country and can pray any way we like there.
You mean they got their religious freedom, boss?
It's in Constitution.
Then I vote we go there.
Good. Then we go tomorrow night. In harbor is boat called Mayflower. Third-class steerage tickets, very reasonable.
But what about my fruit stand?
Oh, sell it. Give away. Take it with you. Only stop worry about it.
Well, I go a fresco, but I still say it's bomb idea.
It's not my idea, Joe. It's God's. And I sure he have wonderful country there for us pilgrims. I bet there is big cities with tall buildings and farms where things grow like anything, and mines for coal and railroad trains and trees to chop and factories for working and schools for kids and pretty scenery to look at. Don't God's country sound nice?
Well...
Ah, God's so good to us pilgrims, Joe, I bet your wife not even seasick on way to USA.
Go to America.
Don't blame me. Blame boss.
Wait, you see already who I blame when I get you on dry land.
Mayflower boat still sailing on ocean, and trip is tough for everybody, not just Joe's wife. Then, when storm stop, come bad fog, and boat get lost, and pilgrims all scared, and boss pilgrims start praying. Please, God, don't let Mayflower hit iceberg or ferry boat in fog. Please bring us safe to America. And if we could get there pretty soon now, we would all appreciate very much. Thank you, God.
Find out what is happening. You talk.
Hey, boss.
Hello, Joe. Hello, everybody.
We want to know when we get to America.
Yes, we want to know.
Anytime now.
Anytime now. Every day you say that.
That's right, boss.
Well, can't go very fast in fog.
Oh, first storm, now fog. I thought you have it fixed so that everything is going to be so honky-dory on this trip. You can't even fix it so my wife can keep her supper down.
We just got to be patient.
Look, this guy Columbus. 1,492 years it took to discover America. How you know we find it at all?
We find it.
We better find it soon.
Yes. My kids got bad colds. Need doctor.
We take them to clinic soon what we land, Benny.
Ah, but when we land?
That's what I want to know.
Me too, I want to know.
All I can say, pilgrims, is... Look. Look how quick fog is lifting.
Huh?
Look. Land. It's America.
Land, America. We are here.
Wait a minute. Boss, how you know it's America?
I can see Statue of Liberty. Look.
It's right. Statue of Liberty. Right there.
Give spyglass, somebody. There's writing on statue. I read to you. Listen. It say, give me... You're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. How you like that? Didn't I tell you God not let us pilgrims down?
Congratulations, boss.
Boss.
Now what, Joe?
Can have spyglass 1 minute.
Sure, take, Joe. You see statue good?
See statue, okay. But that all I do see.
What you mean, Joe?
You promise us big cities in U.S., and farms, and trains, and factories, and schools, and churches, and beautiful scenery.
So?
So, this America, this God's country, is nothing but a lot of woods.
Give spyglass.
Look. Just woods. But there's not even people there. Only wild animals. And I sold my fruit stand.
Joe, we're gonna have religious freedom.
But what about all those things you promise?
I keep my promise. It's pretty scenery, ain't it?
Thank you.
You are listening to Us Pilgrims, starring George Tobias with Peter Donald on the Cavalcade of America. Sponsored by the DuPont Company, makers of better things for better living through chemistry. Mr. Barachek, an immigrant, is going to night school to learn to become an American citizen. A discussion arose about the origin of Thanksgiving, and Mr. Barachek is telling the class his story of the Pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving, all in his own words.
So, after Mayflower get to USA, Pilgrims get off at Ellis Island.
Teacher Barachek is crazy. Pilgrims land on place called Plymouth Rock.
Okay. In 1620, Ellis Island was named Plymouth Rock.
Okay, but what about Statue of Liberty?
What you mean?
There was no Statue of Liberty here in 1620. You're nuts.
Nuts yourself. Liberty always here, huh, teacher?
Well, Mr. Barachek, when you get through with your story, I'll tell you just when they put the statue up. But you've got the right idea.
Bauer don't know so much.
Go on with your story, please.
So, Pilgrim get to America. It's very wild place, all woods. It's wintertime, and very cold, and snow very deep.
Oh, and to think I give up steam-heated flat in old country for this.
Keep sharp, Joe. Need firewood bad.
Boss! Hey, boss!
What you want, Benny?
Boss. Whole bunch tough-looking guys coming. Some kind of savages. They got red skins and feathers in hair.
Oh, I bet these cannibals.
I ain't scared of no guys who wears feathers in hair. Come on. Who are you guys?
Friendly Indians.
Us Pilgrims. I boss Pilgrim.
I chief of friendly Indians.
You fellas live around here?
Long time. You fellas new here, ain't you?
Just got off Mayflower.
Proud to meet people who came over on Mayflower.
Is good country here.
The best. You like it fine. Only may take you few days to get used to the water.
Well, things get tougher and tougher for pilgrims. Winter get worse. Pretty soon, they almost out of food. Got to kill wild animals in woods, rabbits and things like that. Hey, why you shoot then, Joe?
Well, think I said rabbit.
You got to be more careful with shells, Joe.
Careful with shells when we only got food to last 1 week, maybe? Ha, that is big laugh.
I got to save ammunition to shoot, kill wild animals, or us pilgrims starve this winter, Joe.
Well, I think it was rabbit I see, I tell you.
Okay, Joe. Just take it easy and don't waste shells. That's good boy.
Don't you good boy me.
Hey, listen. Who's calling?
He's fell in snow over there.
Oh, it's Chief of Friendly Indians. Come on.
Who are you?
It's me, Chief. Boss Pilgrim, it's me and Joe.
Give me food, please, food.
What's the matter, Chief?
I got lost in woods. Not eat for days. Food.
Oh, Joe and me got pocket full sandwich, Chief. Here, take.
No, you don't, boss. We need them sandwich, too.
This is starving man, Joe.
What I care? He is nothing but foreigner.
He's starving man, and I give him sandwich whether you like or no. See? Here, Chief, take.
It's good. Good sandwich. Chief of Friendly Indians, never forget this.
Me, boss. Hello, Benny.
Good evening, boss.
Hello, missus. How's sick kids?
Not so good, boss.
You give aspirin and castor oil like I tell?
Us pilgrims all out aspirin and castor oil. And no place get more, boss.
Ah, it's bad.
If only could get fresh milk for kids. I think they get well.
No complain, Mama. Everybody else just bed off like us.
I go see kids now.
You think we get along till spring and Mayflower come back, boss?
I don't know, Benny. We almost out of food now. I make big mistake to bring us here. I guess I no understand God right.
Maybe God no want things be easy for us here, boss.
What you mean?
Well, suppose us pilgrims come to U.S. and these big buildings every place and jobs and delicatessens on every corner. And right away, what happens? We get so busy climbing up and down big buildings and filling our silk shirts, we forget what we came here for, to be free.
That's right, Benny.
I don't think God ever want it easy, be free. And anybody who want it, God work like anything for it.
If only God tell us what to do.
Benny!
Huh?
The kids are worse. You've got to do something about getting milk.
Oh, excuse me, boss. I got to talk to Mrs. She get excited. Women, you know.
God, this boss pilgrim, I be wrong. I guess I expected things gonna be too easy. Only they can be too tough, too. Us pilgrims can't take much more. Honest God, what we gonna do? Excuse, please, God. Who's there?
It's me, Chief of Friendly Indians.
Oh, hello, Chief. Shake hands.
How can shake hands when both hands full of sandwich?
Sandwich?
You save life of Chief of Friendly Indians with sandwich. Chief of Friendly Indians never forget. For 4 days now, whole tribe has been making sandwich. Make 16,000 sandwich and have brought them here all for you pilgrims.
Oh, this is fine thing you do, Chief. Us pilgrims almost starving.
Besides 16,000 sandwich, bring 16,000 dill pickle. Chief of Friendly Indians never forget.
Gee, you know something? I pray to God for help just when you knock on the door.
Tell your God not worry about you. Spring comes soon, and Chief of Friendly Indians show pilgrims how to plant corn. Maybe then you invite Chief of Friendly Indians to dinner, huh?
Oh, sure. Okay.
That is most beautiful table full of food I ever see, Mr. Boss Pilgrim.
No wonder. His first Thanksgiving dinner.
Ho, ho, let me at that turkey.
1 minute, Joe. What's the matter with you? Say prayers before we eat. This is Thanksgiving. God, us pilgrims want to thank you for everything. For this turkey and cranberries and all the good things you let us grow. Thank you for bringing us from old country to USA. Thank you, for we can pray here and work and build something fine and be free men. And may there always be room here for other pilgrims like us. Amen. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Baracek, that's very interesting. There are one or two historical inaccuracies I'll explain later. But you certainly do get the idea.
Thank you, teacher.
Wait a minute, Baracek. What about the turkey?
What do you mean about the turkey?
You say pilgrims lived in the woods. I heard you.
That's right.
Then where did the turkey come from, Mr. Smarty Baracek?
The turkey? Oh, of course.
What do you think? Boss Pilgrim win it on raffle.
Yesterday, at historic Valley Forge, the first annual Freedoms Foundation Awards were made. The winners were American citizens and organizations chosen by a jury for outstanding achievements in bringing about a better understanding of the American way of life. The jury, headed by Harold E. Stassen, president of the University of Pennsylvania, included 8 chief justices of state supreme courts and leaders of patriotic and service societies. Now, in presenting the awards, General Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "You will be proud that some effort of yours was useful in perpetuating the vision that sustained Washington at Valley Forge. The truth that the American dream with worthy disciples can and will survive every threat and every challenge." DuPont is honored to have received one of the high awards for its radio program, The Cavalcade of America.
Now, a happy Thanksgiving to you from the 75,000 men and women of the DuPont Company. Who are these men and women? Well, the typical DuPont man is 35 years old. He's married, has 2 children. He's probably a veteran of the war, because more than 40% of DuPont's men served in the war. And the chances are that someone else in his family also works for DuPont. DuPont is a great company for families. The typical DuPonter owns his own home. His favorite hobby is fishing, with reading a close second. His favorite foods are steak, mashed potatoes, and pie. And he belongs to at least one club or lodge. He has a high school education and plans to send his children to college. Now, how about the typical DuPont woman? Well, she's about 29 years old. She's unmarried. She leads an active social life. Her hobbies are sewing and reading. She reads 13 books a year, 2 more than the typical DuPont man. The DuPont woman goes to the movies once a week. And, of course, she hopes to marry and have children. The men and women who make nylon and cellophane and the thousands of other DuPont products are very much like your own neighbors. Some of them are your neighbors. Well, what makes them different from, let us say, the average man and woman in Russia? Well, for one thing, our DuPont employees are many times more productive than people in most countries because each of them, each one of them now, is backed up by an investment of $15,000, a large part of it in tools and special equipment. This is the American way, a partnership of stockholders, management, and employees which brings Americans so many better things for better living. And we of the DuPont Company are devoutly thankful that we live in a country which has these good things. And so we say, a happy Thanksgiving from the men and women of DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry.
Next week, our play is Spindletop, the story of Captain Anthony Lucas, who brought in one of the great oil gushers of the 20th century. And our star, Henry Fonda.
George Tobias will soon be seen in the Broadway production, Alive and Kicking. Featured with Mr. Tobias were Peter Donald as Joe, Danny Ocko as the Indian Chief, Mercedes McCambridge as Miss Haskell, and Peter Capel, Raleigh Bester, George Petrie, and Mildred Clinton. The program was directed by John Zoller. The music was composed by Arden Cornwell and conducted by Donald Voorhees. Your announcers, Ted Pearson and Bill Hamilton.
Cavalcade of America comes to you from the stage of the Belasco Theater in New York and is presented by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry.
Stay tuned for the Baby Snook Show on NBC.